Namaha, namaste. Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. So today I'm going to give you 5 minutes from Paris. I'm here for 24 hours. I had to sort some information and administrative stuff out. And you know, for me, traveling is not the same anymore. I sometimes feel like I don't want to be put out of my comfort zone and my box, and I like to live in my bubble in nature. So being surrounded by so many people and so much noise and influences, all my senses are overwhelmed. It takes a lot from me. It's a highly sensitive empath, and I'm sure many of you guys can actually share this notion with me. So I'd like to give you some tips on how you can ground yourself while you're traveling and while you sometimes feel being unsettled. First of all, if you fly, it's important that you hydrate, have a good breakfast, like especially in the morning when you fly. And I always have like a juice, I have a breakfast, and then when I get into the plane, I just make sure that I have a meditation practice with me or good music that helps me to just ground, especially with influences around me. And I always protect myself in a light bubble. I always imagine this light bubble, or this Merkaba, which is the multidimensional star around me. So this is important because you will come across so many people at the airports, in the metro, in shopping centers, and especially when you go to a big town, a city like Paris. And it can be very tiring for us. Especially now, I still have to work full-time and travel at the same time, which is challenging, you know, to find like the spots where you can have Wi-Fi, but you're hotspotted, where you can sit down and just get everything done. So plan ahead, but then also be open to be spontaneous. Patience is the key. And why I'm saying spontaneous, because now Mercury is going direct, so travel technology is maybe working easier and everything is functioning properly. But going with the flow, especially when you travel, is important. And sometimes when I make a plan, I'm going to eat there, I tend to change it and I just go in a totally different area. I go just with the flow, I see something is not working, and then I just change the pathway. And this is the same thing in life. How many times we get obstacles put in our way and we just circumvent it like water. And when you travel this week, I like you to think about it, how you can just stay spontaneous and going with the flow. Of course, there are certain things, appointments you have to keep, certain commitments you have to keep. Yes, that is important. And if you can just work around it and be spontaneous around it, this is important. So now, another thing is finding a moment of silence. Now, I'm surrounded by nature, but I'm at the Sacré-Cœur in Paris. So I take a moment for prayer, for gratitude, and for silence. Always important. And the most important thing when you travel, be in awe. Adventure, be open for adventure, go with the flow, and find this joy. Being in awe of the culture, different foods, people you meet, languages you listen to. In the last 30 years, I've lived in 9 different countries and worked in different countries all over the globe. And the only way how I survived was to observe what was happening around me and adapt to the cultural differences, the mentality, and just going with the flow around me. And letting go of my preconceived notions that life or my life structure has to be in a certain way because I am German or I am Chinese or I was born in Indonesia. I just let that go. This is really important because if you end up in Cameroon and you realize the food is going to be different, the whole infrastructure is different, you have to adapt. And I see this many times where we go against resistance and bang our head against the wall because we want things the same way how we would have done them in the past at home or where we come from. But it doesn't work this way. It doesn't. And especially when you are on board of a yacht, season is ending most likely now, or you continue in the Caribbean, and you always have a different surrounding. We have different surroundings, different people around you. You work with different cultures. It is important to have extra dose of patience and being open to cultural differences. Namaste, Namaha.